You are listening to Clearly Connected, a podcast that inspires new ways to reconnect to ourselves, to others, and to our natural environment in a world where so many of us are disconnected. I'm your host, Carrie Doan. I'm a pleasure coach, an entrepreneur, an advocate for change, and a believer in all things possible. Today, I'm so thrilled to have a woman of genuine compassion on the show, Vianney Pena, to talk about how in our often divided culture, we still have the power to choose love over fear. We hope that through our conversation, you'll find the inspiration to let go of anger and judgment, and instead lead a life with love at the forefront of all your decisions. I'm so glad you're here to join us as we explore what love really looks like and move closer to a more deeply connected way of living. Welcome back, everyone. So today I have the total pleasure of interviewing one of the most compassionate, loving people that I personally have ever met, Vianney Pena Solano. Vianney and I will be diving into a word that has been picked apart, defined, and redefined a million times over. It's a word that's both concrete and nebulous all at the same time. And this is the word of love. And whether we can fully define it or not, we want to talk about the importance of choosing love in all of our interactions. So before we dive in, I want to share a little bit about my guest, Vianney. Vianney is a Dominican medicine woman. She is also a student in expressive therapies, a filmmaker, a communicator, and a university professor. She is the creator of a community for women who seek to flourish in their sacred feminine. And through these spaces of integration, she shares simple and loving teachings while living a life focused on the expansion of consciousness. So Vianney, I am so, so excited to have you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Carrie, for this amazing opportunity to share, how we see life. I think in sharing, when we share, our true self is how we grow as humanity. And in this path of growing and learning how to be our true self, I think daring to open this space where we can share our path, our journey with the downs and ups, we can see new perspective. Oh, how we can see life, how we can open our heart more. Because as you said, the intention is not to define. That's what makes us putting in trouble. Human beings want to define everything because we wanted to understanding in our head. But it's not something to understanding, it's something to understand and to live, you know. Yeah. So thank you for this opportunity. I'm really happy and excited. And yeah, we are here to share.
Yes, we are. And in the short time that I've known you, I feel like you're such a great person to have to talk about this thing, because I anticipate the people listening will be able to feel what I have felt. And that is this way of seeing people, way of seeing the world in our journey with this view and this lens of love and compassion. And so I'm thrilled to have you as kind of what I would call an expert in this field. So before we get into some of the questions, Vianney, I would love if you wouldn't mind to share just a little bit about your story and your journey and what has brought you closer to embodying this life of love that now you're more able to live into.
Okay, well, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I didn't expect that. I think my journey and my experience and why I talk about these things is because these things have served me. You know, this way of seeing life is the way that I have choose, because it's a matter of choosing, right? I have choose to see life like this, and that bring me a lot of joy. And when I say joy, it doesn't mean that everything is like bright and shine, you know? I mean, it doesn't mean there are not situations where I cry or I feel down. It means that I can see like the lesson, and I can see the medicine in within, and I can see myself growing. So I don't consider myself like an expert. I consider myself like a human being that dared to live like the life in every day, like fully present. And that have brought me different insights that had helped me to enjoy more life, to see like results that I like sometimes I wish for, like when I was a kid or when I was a teenager, that I was living a different life, you know, that I was like maybe sad more of the time, or hoping that the situation bring me joy. And now, no matter what the situations are around me, I feel the joy inside of me. As I said, the joy is not like being every time happy, you know, this mother thing like, oh, goodbye, it's only. No, you know, like goodbye, it means that the way that you relate with everything around you, it changed your perspective, it changed your results as well. And what had brought me to this, it was actually that same question. You know, I was living a life, like doing my job as a film producer. I was working in film producer, and all my life was around my job. You know, whenever I wasn't doing a movie, I was sad, just like lay down in my bed and waiting for the next job, waiting for the next movie to go around. And I asked to myself, like, this cannot be life, you know, like I'm depending on the situation. I'm depending if I have the relationship that I wanted to have. I'm depending if I have a job or not, of if I have like the things, the material things that I want in my life, that all of us want, you know, like living a comfortable life. So I asked my question, how can I change this? How can I like literally live a different life? So I started to ask this question, and the only answer that I found, it was like actually choosing love. It's funny when I hear people that I'm compassionate and I'm a loving person, because I didn't consider myself like that. Like, I don't know, 10 years ago, 14 years ago, I didn't consider myself like that. I mean, I love everybody. I have my good intention and all of that. But the way I was expressing and the results that I was having, it wasn't like that. And I remember I asked specifically this question when I wanted to really experience what is love. Not to know to define love. I want to experience what is love. And I remember this, one of my masters said to me, like, you are a loving person. And I said, like, yeah, it's because you really know me. But I guess, like, not everybody knows me. How can I be the love? And only asking the question to me opened a door that had been driving me to other doors to open. And now I'm here. Just to say, to sharing a different life and a different journey, where I inspire others that, you know, the answers is going to be inside of you. And we have heard that before, you know, like the answers are inside of us. But what does that really mean? It's because it's not something that you read in some book. It's something that you have to live day by day in your own journey and being present in all your choosing. And that is when love comes, whether you choose by fear, whether you choose by the love.
Yeah, wow. I love that contrast between fear and love, because we all experience that crossroads probably daily, most of us. And so I'm really just enjoying how you're kind of putting the focus on it's this internal decision that you make, right? And so one of the things that you mentioned that I'd love to dig a little deeper on is you said that you came across different insights to start enjoying life. And do you remember, like, what were some of those insights or the specific things that helped you to become more aware of your choice to love? Is it just being fully present, or were there other things that happened?
I think to call like a specific thing, it's an holistic point of view, you know? You have to include everything. And I'm gonna share to you like something like really like tangible. For example, when you are about to eat, we are not like getting in too deep into emotions and everything, just about to eat, for example. When I start this journey, I start seeing my life, like seeing, because the results that you have, the life that you are living right now, if you see around you, you are going to see what things have you been choosing out of love and other things that you have been choosing out of fear, for example. And I start seeing my life, like, for example, like, what are the food that I'm eating? Does that food represent that I'm loving myself, for example? Does that nutrition, or just I'm just eating because, I don't know, because I'm looking for somebody else to approve? I remember I used to go to the supermarket and buy a lot of stuff, those things that are, like, good for your health, like, everything that I see in the supermarket that was like healthy food and like organic and all of that, I buy it all. And then those things like damaging my refrigerator. It was funny because I was doing like, you might say like good decisions, but I was doing it for a matter into to feel that I was like doing something good for myself, and I wanted to others see my refrigerator, for example, full. And once I saw that, like, I'm not consuming all of this stuff. This stuff are good, but I'm not consuming all of this stuff. And I see that it was a lack of love of myself. I was like looking outside of me some approval. And that drive me to work with my own fears, you know, that I didn't want to feel alone. I need some distraction, because when I was not doing anything like with myself, I was sad. So I need some distraction, you know, I wanted to feel that I was doing something. But see, in this sentence, I'm like mentioning this work a lot, like doing. I'm not talking about being, I'm talking about doing. So I was doing, but I'm not, in Spanish you can say better, because in Spanish it's like ser humano, like being human in Spanish, not doing human, like a ser humano, you know? We are human being, we are not human doing. Yes. But what happened is that we learn more about doing than being. So I ended up like one thing drives me to another thing, you know, like that's why I cannot say like it was a specific insight. I start with the basic, the things that my eyes could see. Right, like now I don't see life with my eyes, the eyes that I have in my face, you know, I see life with my heart. But in that moment, I couldn't like see the life with my heart. I felt it, and I felt bad about some certain things. But you know what? I have more tangible. So I see around my house, and I still like, oh, this is like I'm really choosing this in present, or I'm just choosing this because I'm like in this circumstances. What now? I have money and I want to buy many stuff so I can feel like good with myself. But then it ended up like no, I don't feel better and worse when I didn't have the money to buy those stuff. I feel worse, you know? So it drives me to the questions like, so how can I look inside what is really like fulfilling, but inside, not outside, because the outside can change. It changes every time, you know? It's the outside will be, como se dice, will be like managed, disturbing with the circumstances, you know? Like, for example, you might have like a beautiful house and everything, and if a hurricane in the Caribbean, for example, came and destroyed everything, now what is going to happen with you, like the true being? And the only thing that helped me like to really notice those things, it was being the present. And what would we call like being the present? Being the present is being like that, like auto-observing yourself, auto-spying yourself. Like, okay, what is happening with me now? And when I'm choosing or when I'm talking with a person, for example, why I'm talking with this person, what I'm feeling right now. And that is the present, like being like really auto-serving. Imagine that you're seeing a movie, but this movie, it's your life. When you are seeing a movie, you are really paying attention, right? You are really paying attention with the expression of the character. You are really paying attention of every details that director put in that movie, because you know that every details, like in the end of the movie, is going to have a message. It's going to link, and you literally said when you are seeing a movie, like, oh, that's why this happened before, la 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 la, and this was the outcome. So it's the same. Being in the present moment is like really literally seeing a movie, but this movie is your life and you are the main character.
Wow. So I heard there's so much in that. Like what it sounds like started that was you had a curiosity to ask these questions, you know, and explore, am I trying to find love outside of myself? And when you started to prioritize like loving you first and paying attention and being present, then you felt more of that inner peace and security that I think can get now offered to other people. And this is something I get so passionate about, because like you said, it always starts with us, right?
It's the only way to start. I mean, it comes naturally. I mean, I didn't ask this question to be, of course, I want to like to get along more with people because I, for example, I literally love having friends. I'm a people person. Yeah. I'm a people person and I love like to get around and with friends, and my close friend consider myself like a really loving person. But I noticed because I was in the present that I wasn't so lovely when I get along with, I don't know, in my job, that it was so stressful, for example, and I ended up like to being hard on others. And I didn't want to be like that because it didn't feel like aligned with me. It wasn't like I didn't want to be like that because somebody else or some new era said that you have to be happy or that you have to be, you know, good with others. No, it didn't feel aligned with me. And because it didn't feel aligned with me, I had to start with me. Mm-hmm. There's no only other way. Like, there's no like ultimate truth, you know, like the truth is about circumstances. But if there will be like only one truth, it will be, that will be one of them, you know, like there's no only way to start, like to change the life. If you don't like the life that you are living, there's no other way to change that it doesn't start with you. And the other things will come naturally. That's why I always like, you know, like happy and honor my path. When people say to me like, oh, I haven't met some, like somebody else, like compassion, like you, because I said, whoa, it wasn't like that, you know, 10 years ago. And that comes naturally, because there's no way that you can like love others if you don't love you.
You're so right. I'm thinking the same thing over here, like in my life too. When I started to prioritize the things, the ways of loving myself, everything changed. Everything. Like the way I was able to be present to people, the way I felt about myself and my life, the level I could give to others increased. So I'm with you on this, and I think it's so important to keep coming back to you first. So,
and to add, I want to add something, because sometimes when we started that, we have to be, and again, to be observing ourselves, if that loving thing that we are doing for ourselves is, it could be also from a place of fears. And when I said, because sometimes we think that fears is only like, I don't know, when you fear to lose your things or things like that, but fear, it can involve the other's emotions. And for example, we might say like, oh, I'm putting limits and, you know, healthy limits and changing in my life to love myself. But we, in that journey, we also might be choosing that love out of fears when we don't take in account others. So it's about you, but at the same time, taking in account others. Because the other thing, when I choose love in that moment, you know, when I choose to change my life, my behavior and everything, the outcome that I wanted, it was to serve others. Mm-hmm. So when you do anything that you do in your life, it, the intention of the outcomes, it is not to serve others. That love, we will become a love out of fear. That love will become a love into separation. You know, when we choose to work with me, but taking into account others, we are like taking out that line that separates us. That love that I'm choosing, it includes you, Carrie, and it includes everybody that is listening to us right now and everybody around me, because we are not separate. And that is the other part, like the next level of this choosing love is not just considering myself as an individual. Is to understand that I do my work as an individual, but it's like the liberation is going to come when I put that work into to serve others. So that's the therapy.
Yes. Well, I love that you made that distinction, because it isn't just about being self-focused, right?
Exactly.
There is this tandem thing with others that we're always thinking about. But also when we do fill up our cup in those practical ways, then others get to benefit as you're holding them in your mind, in your awareness. And as you're talking about this, I'm just thinking about, like, when you're talking about fear, choosing from that place, that creates that scarcity mindset.
Exactly.
And so what's the opposite of that? Well, when you choose love, then you open up into this more abundant way of seeing. And you and I talk about this a lot. I would love to hear your thoughts just about the difference between those things, scarcity versus abundance, and how you see love kind of playing out in that way.
Well, it's a matter of, like, for example, when I'm taking decisions, like seeing a situation, let's say, like I have a discussion with somebody else, like it's a dear friend, for example. And I said, like, oh, no, this relationship of this friendship, right? Or maybe it's your partner. It's like making me anger. or la la la. No, the way that I'm going to love myself is to cut that relationship. I'm not doing the job. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just cutting the situation. And you might think that that decision, you know, is like helping you. And of course, it's going to help you. It's momentary. It's going to help you. You cut that relationship and now I'm free. I feel more peace. I'm loving myself. But what is going to happen is that another relationship is going to come to teach you what you didn't learn before. Because it's not separated. We think it is separated. When we think, when I say we think it's separated, it's because, like, if I cut my relationship with Carrie and she doesn't belong in my circle anymore because we are separated, you know, I don't see her anymore, I don't talk to her anymore, so my life will be easier, you know? But because it's not separated, the things that Carrie was bringing to me, another person will bring it to me because it's not outside me. It's inside of me. So my choosing love will be like, okay, let me see first what is this situation is bringing me. It's not the person who's making me angry. It's something that is inside of me, maybe some experience in the past, maybe some fear of a scarcity that I have, you know, like in the future. I'm not in the present. And so I look around those things first to see what is bringing to me, because I start seeing if, and that is where compassion comes. I always say like love is the medicine, and we have heard that before. And I remember when I see that phrase in the beginning of my journey, in my spiritual journey, let's say, I saw that phrase like love is the medicine. It makes many sense to me in that moment, and I start like to take the medicine, because yeah, love is the medicine, but you have to take it, you have to choose it. And I start to taking that medicine, so when I start like to seeing things like that, and I was like, okay, let me see what is inside of me. And love is the medicine, but compassion and gratitude are like the garden where that medicine grows. Imagine like if love were a plant, like a flower, the soil and the place where that plant would grow is in the compassion and gratitude. So there's when compassion comes. If I have a situation, the first thing to embrace that love is to see that situation in a perspective of gratitude and compassion. So when I embrace the compassion and gratitude, first, I'm going to see that person not as the bad person who's doing bad things to me, you know? No, like to seeing that person, like maybe that person is in their own journey, you know? And the circumstances draw to that person to express herself or himself like that. And so it's not about them, it's about me. And also, it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, because that's the other side, you know, like, oh, I'm the bad person, you know, it's me, it's my fault. And you start like here, doing damage yourself, like golpeándote, like, I'm sorry, my English, I hurting yourself, you know? So when you open that point of view out of compassion, you forgive. And in that forgiveness, you say like, okay, this is what it is, you know? So let me see where this anger come. Let me see where this sadness come. I discovered that, for example, for me, sadness, that is an emotion, being sad, triste, is going to show you all the emotions are not like good or bad. It's just emotion. It's energy that is moving inside of you. So this energy that is moving inside of me that represent that I feel it like sadness is going to show me what are the things that I'm attached to. You become sad because you want your kids give you a hug. and that kid is not giving you a hug. So you are sad because that kid's not giving you a hug. But really what he's showing you is that you are attached. So that kid give you a hug. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. So you start like seeing out of compassion where those emotions come. And in that moment, you are including us in the sense that you are not saying like, oh, the others have the fault, you know? And when that happened, that you do that inside first, you, of course, you might end up like putting some limits, but you do your job first. And maybe those limits that you put it, you might talk with that person first. Hey, this is the situation. I need a time or whatever. Or maybe it's a person that already do your job in your movie. You know, like some characters, there's character that it doesn't land the whole movie. You know, you are like, and we have heard that before, like life is a train and people get in and get out, right? Mm. When you're trained. So maybe that person is a person that already complete the cycle in your life and you let it go in peace and love. It's different to cut. When you're cutting, you are avoiding. You are putting resistance. You think that the answer is outside. But when you let it go, you are acceptance. You are surrendered to that situation. That is, it is what it is. And you let it go with love and compassion. And things like will like flourish like naturally, you know, like it's like, imagine that you have a garden, like a tree or something, and you just start cutting benches, but those benches are good still. So what happened is that tree is gonna grow more benches and you ended up passing your life like cutting the same benches. But instead, if you let that tree just grow those benches and those benches complete your cycles and let it go, you know, you don't have to be in that constant cutting. You know what I mean? Yes. You just let the life happen. Be fully present and doing your job. And you might will understand or understand. I like this word, like understand, because it's something that happened inside of you. It's not something that you figured out by your mind. It's something that you just like embracing inside of you. And you don't have to put words on it. You just know. And when that happens, it's magical. It's almost like magical. I have been experienced like having some situations and I just let it out, maybe talk with one of my masters or in therapy or doing my inner job or meditating about the situations. And once I get it, like understand, oh, this is what is showing me up about me. It's like energetically something happened and just lose like those knots that was in my web, just lose itself. And everything turned out going well.
Hmm. Wow. There is so much that you just shared that I'm just sitting over here like, wow. It's so beautiful. Like what you said about love being medicine, compassion is the garden where it grows. Looking at the lessons that our emotions are telling us, letting go of attachments. I mean, it's so beautiful. And I think there's so much wisdom in all that you're sharing here. So, wow, I think I need time to digest it, but I love it. I really do. It's so inspiring. And I feel like we could just go on and on about this, but I do want to be conscious of time. And, you know, Vianney, I want to just ask you before we wrap up our conversation today, this is what I ask all of my guests is, what is it right now that has you excited in life beyond just loving people?
Well, I guess I just love life, you know. Mm. I think this is a really cool experience. I mean, whoever, if it's God, get great spirit, or the universe, or whatever we call it, that are directing this movie. I think it's exciting. And what I'm excited in life right now is to seeing the fruit of my journey right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been in this path that started with one question, like I didn't, it was like I'd seen my life like just, you know, living day out of day, you know? I didn't want to follow the rules that the society was calling me to, just to follow the rule. You know, like, in, for example, I come from a country where it's really important, like for women especially, that once you get to a certain age, you have to marry and have to have kids. That is like the goal. Mm-hmm. And I want my family. I just didn't want it because society told me that is my goal, you know? I just wanted because I wanted to have kids and wanted to share that I want to be a mom. But I didn't want it to be a mom because society told me, like, you have to be a mom in this age. I wanted to be a mom, like, when I feel ready to be a mom. And I, because I didn't want that, I saw that I was just living the day without any excitement, you know? And I, it started with that question, what is really life? Am I surviving or am I living the life? Mm. Like, it didn't sound like, it didn't make sense to me, just like, for example, to have one specific time during the year to enjoy life. This thing when we have like, oh, I have 2 weeks of vacation and then is when I'm going to live life. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, can you imagine only 2 weeks of vacation, like, and past your entire year just suffering and surviving to have 2 weeks? If you are lucky and not is not sick, because my mom, for example, is she already in another spectrum. She passed away. And in the moment that she passed away out of cancer, she was preparing herself to really enjoy life. And then her life end, her human life end, right? So I, what the things that got me excited right now is that I feel that I really living a life with purpose. I really like living present every day, like learning every day, like seeing myself in the mirror. Right now I'm remodeling my house where I receive people to have ceremonies and healing spaces. And it's the first time that I really doing doing a remodeling of the house, like choosing everything like really present, that the things that I really want. But most of it, when I see myself in the mirror, I see a different person. Like I relate with that person that I see in the mirror. I relate with that person that most of the time is always laughing and like smiling or like, I don't know, enjoying myself, like taking a shower, you know, with simple things. Like when I'm taking a shower and I'm hearing a music and I start dancing and then I laugh out of me, you know, I laugh a lot out of me when I see myself like doing those stuff. And that excites me. It's interesting that you asked that question, because 10 years ago, if you asked me that question, it would be a project. And of course, I have a lot of projects right now that I'm excited about. I want to see what those the community of sacred women that I'm building drive me to. I want to see how this grow. I want to see how the Caminito de Color, that is my space where I share medicine, how this grows. I have those projects that got me excited. But what got me more excited is to see myself in the mirror enjoying life. And I always made this disclosure, like enjoying life, it doesn't mean that everything that happened, you are going to love it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There are things that I'm still learning. I'm still like seeing those shadows. I have my downs and I have my ups, but I'm enjoying both of them. The downs and the ups, like part of the whole journey. Like if you are in a roller coaster, you know, you have to take the whole of it. And every time that I wake up and I can see, like, I don't know, the same garden that I have in my house, like different, like I appreciate a new leaf that it was there all the time, you know, but maybe today I have a different perspective, I'm more inside, and I can see myself like wondering, you know, everything like a kid. That is really excitement. You see kids before four, they are like so enjoying life, you know, they see everything. And they just enjoy with the same simple things that it was there every day. So when I can find myself like that, and I can find myself like the situation that I have in life, embracing like from a different perspective, like me being more consciousness about gratitude, compassion, love, and that opening more experiences like this, for example, like having this conversation with you, that is exciting for me. Like, wow, what else life will give it to me? You know, if I continue open, what else? I'm excited to have another day, you know, because I know that each day will bring a gift and lessons that teach me more and more about love. So at the end, love, it's an exciting thing, you know, like it's not a word that you define. It's a way to live your life that only expands itself each time. So that gets me excited right now. I'm like, I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh, Vianney, I'm with you 100%. I'm sitting over here thinking like, yes, this is how I feel like I live too, where everything's a surprise. You never know what's coming. It's exciting. You have
a growing process. I'm even excited to getting older. You know why?
Yes.
I'm excited because right now when I hear myself, I didn't think like that when I was younger. And I said like, oh my God, if I'm talking like that now that I'm 37 years old, how is it going to be when I'm like 52, for example, that is going to be a complete cycle of the wheel of life according to some ancestors' perspective. When you turn 52, it's going to be the complete cycle and you enter into another cycle of your life. I'm excited if I have the life and the breathing and breathe out to get to 52. How is it going to be my life, you right. know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that is enough to yeah. be excited. Along of the project, of course, they are exciting. I have a lot of stuff coming, a retreat coming, and many stuff that get me excited. But you know what? If that doesn't happen, I'm going to be excited just to live life.
Mm, yes. And in so many ways, I think, wow, like you've arrived. Like we've arrived at this place of peace and excitement, like living the adventure that so many people want, right? And so that's what, to me, this conversation is really illuminated, is that it starts within. It's the choice of loving and seeing people in this way. And then it opens up this whole world of possibilities that you get to live into. So Vianney, it has been such a joy and a pleasure to have you here in this conversation and inspiring us to all choose love over fear, to think about compassion over violence and connection over living separate, right? So I think it takes people like you and conversations like these to help to keep opening our eyes to what is possible and the ways that we might have limited ourselves with this power of love. So,
and that is a great question that you say, what is possible? Like, what more is possible? Like, when we ask that question to ourselves, it will open a new perspective. And that is the choosing thing, because all these things is about choosing. That is our birthright, you know, like libre albedrío. I don't know how to say it in English, like your birthright that everyone have, you know, you are choosing. The thing is that we are always choosing, either if it's consciousness, awareness, or in consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So you have to be present that you see yourself, like you are always choosing not only the materials or the place that you are going, but also how you feel you choosing, how you relate with situation. You are always choosing. And it's not that you say like, oh, I'm choosing wrong because I'm choosing these things out of fear. No, it's that you see that. And when you decide just to observe that choosing, that is choosing love. You know, like you are not judging yourself because you choose out of fear. No, you are seeing yourself why you choose out of fear. And then that is the compassion, and that is choosing love. Choosing love is just to be in a place of acceptance, I think. Acceptance, everything as it is. And you will like start to be more present into how you relate with everything in your life.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know, I've had such a warm feeling throughout this whole conversation. It's just everything that you're sharing, it's at a higher level. But yet we can all, I think, see ourselves in your story, in your words. And even though, you know, you've done such an amazing job conveying this in English, but I was thinking to myself, there is this universal language of love that we all can kind of sense, even if we don't fully know the words. And I think you have conveyed that today. So thank you so much, Vianney. And I wanted to give you a moment because to all the listeners, Vianney has a gift to share today with us. Do you want to tell us what that is, Vianney, and then we get to receive from you?
Yes. It's totally aligned with that last part that you said, that is beyond words. All these things that we have listened, because I have listened myself, you know, it's not, I invoke the great spirit and also the love to share with us, and I include myself today. And whatever we have listened to, it's beyond words. So let's just take a moment to that vibration of what we have shared today. And when I said what we have shared, like whatever thoughts that have come to your mind while you were listening to this, it was part of the sharing because we are not separate, remember? So let's just take a moment. So that vibration, just sitting a little bit. I have a tuning fork right here that is it's tuning in the frequency of love. And with that, we are going to seal, let's say. So whatever is ready to plant it in ourselves, plant, you know, whatever is ready that our consciousness have that insight, have that integration, embrace whatever is going on in our life right now. And we choose, like, really present to see that from a perspective of love, seal right now with this tuning that I'm going to play. So take a deep breath to quiet the mind and just open your heart. You might open a little bit your chest so you put your focus in it. Take a deep breath again and just let it go. Gracias por este momento. Thank you for this moment.
Thank you so, so much, Vianney. What a gift to have you here. I feel it, and I'm sure everyone else does too. So thank you for the gift of this conversation. And I'm going to share where people can find you on Instagram so that they can get connected more to the medicine of love that you offer this world. So thank you for being here, Vianney.
Thank you.
If this episode resonated with you, I have something you are going to love. As you may know, part of what helps me live connected to myself is embracing a life full of pleasure and adventure. Building a coaching business centered on pleasure has sparked many of my clients to their own success while offering me the purpose of getting to do what I love every day. If you're curious about what it means to add more excitement in your life, I have a free resource for 5 ways to cultivate pleasure to give you simple steps to start walking you toward a life that feels so good. I'll link it in the show notes, so definitely check it out if you're interested. I'm so glad you joined us, and remember to stay connected.